Ricin is on the list of potential bioweapons because it is a deadly poison, even in small doses. There's a very limited treatment for the poison, and scientists are working to develop a vaccine, NPR's Richard Harris reports.
When bioterrorist experts reel off a list of potential threats, ricin isn't at the top, but it is on the B list of agents that are reasonably easy to spread around and which are moderately dangerous. Not as bad as the Ebola virus, but ounce for ounce deadlier than cobra venom. Ricin can be inhaled, swallowed, or injected. Over the course of 4 days or so, it kills off cells throughout the body, causing multiple organ failure. In the public eye, ricin is best known as a poison used back in 1978 to assassinate a Bulgarian dissident in London. Stephen Morse from Columbia University recalls the story of Georgi Markov.
He was attacked while waiting for a bus by people who jabbed him with an umbrella. The umbrella had a little ricin pellet inside, which was injected into his thigh and released the ricin.
3 days later, he was dead, and it took investigators a while to piece together this bit of intrigue. Ricin isn't just popular among spooks. There are reports that Iraq has experimented with it, along with Middle Eastern terror groups. It's also ended up in the hands of domestic extremists in the United States, though their plots to do harm were apparently thwarted. The raw material, the castor bean, is easy to come by. It's from a common ornamental plant. So Dr. Morse says the reported presence of ricin in the London apartment doesn't reveal much about the sophistication of that operation.
Basically, it requires following a recipe, and there are, unfortunately, some recipes out there in various sources. And, you know, it requires probably as much technical ability as being able to do something with your chemistry set when you were a kid.
There are legitimate uses for ricin. The poison is part of an experimental cancer therapy to kill tumor cells. Ellen Vitetta, a cancer specialist at the University of Texas Southwestern Medical Center, uses ricin for that purpose, and she's now exploring the possibility of a vaccine to protect people from ricin poisoning.
The way we came to a vaccine was really based on our cancer work.
Dr. Vitetta developed a potential vaccine that neutralizes the deadly ricin compound. She tried it in mice, which were then given 10 times the lethal dose of ricin.
And they were fully protected. They didn't fluff a hair. And if the vaccine is totally safe with no side effects on its own, which we predict it will be, it should be quite user-friendly.
She's now trying to develop that further for the military. Troops would probably be at highest risk if ricin were used as a biological weapon. Dr. Vitetta says a vaccine is more promising than trying to treat someone who has been exposed, though there is a treatment called passive immunization.
And if you give a passive immunization, which is an antibody against the ricin already made, you can basically prevent death. But you have to do it within the first day after which someone is exposed. And you don't know if someone's exposed because they don't start getting symptoms in the first day.
As a result, this treatment is potentially useful in a laboratory accident, but not in response to an attack. And, like other poisons, the key to making ricin a weapon is not simply how potent it is, but how to distribute it. Experts say, fortunately, a system that could create mass casualties requires considerably more sophistication than a recipe and basic chemistry skills. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.